Welcome to episode number 42. Today I am reflecting on the 2024 NIGP Leadership Summit.
Welcome to Transforming Procurement Podcast with Lourdes Koss, the show dedicated to help procurement professionals in their transformation journey. Lourdes believes that procurement professionals have the potential to add great value by becoming the best version of themselves.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Transforming Procurement with Lourdes Koss. I'm Lourdes Koss, and today I am reflecting on some of the key insights from the recent NIGP Leadership Summit in Houston. This is the Leadership Summit for Procurement Leaders. This summit brought together leaders in the field, right? Discussing topics ranging from transformational leadership to the power of collaboration. So let's start by unpacking the concept of transformational leadership versus transactional leadership. At the summit, there was a fascinating discussion about these two approaches and their impact on organizational success. So, transactional leadership focuses on the exchange between leaders and followers, emphasizing rewards and punishments based on performance. It's like a transactional relationship where one party gives something in exchange for something else. On the other hand, transformational leadership goes beyond mere transactions. It's about inspiring and empowering others to achieve their full potential, fostering a culture of innovation and growth within the organization. It's not just about getting the job done. It's about creating a lasting change and impact. Of course, the work, it's going to get done, but it's a focus on relationships. Another important topic that emerged during the summit was the value of growth, of a growth mindset. Leaders who embrace a growth mindset believe that their abilities and intelligence can be developed over time through dedication and hard work. This mindset not only fuels personal and professional growth, but also inspires others to adopt a similar attitude. I think we all agree that the world is changing pretty fast, and change is coming at us faster than we can absorb it. So the constant really is uncertainty. So that means that a growth mindset is essential for driving change, innovation, and creativity. And of course, adaptability. Collaboration was also a recurring theme at the summit, and for good reason. In today's interconnected world, collaboration is more important than ever before. And we have to think that no organization operates in isolation, and success often depends on the ability to collaborate effectively with internal teams, external partners, and even suppliers, right? By breaking down silos and fostering a culture of collaboration, leaders can unleash the collective potential of their teams and drive meaningful outcomes that benefits everyone involved. Now, I don't want to forget about the invaluable opportunities for networking with other like-minded professionals at events like the Leadership Summit. Networking isn't just about exchanging business cards or LinkedIn connections. It's really about building genuine relationships that are based on trust, respect, and shared interests. This is what happens when you have a group of like-minded people coming together. Now that you can form those type of relationships. Now, these connections can open doors to new opportunities, maybe spark innovative ideas, and perhaps provide the much-needed support and guidance on someone's leadership journey, and sometimes our own, right? Now, there was another topic that came up, and I don't want to kind of overlook that topic. So it kind of completed the tapestry of the insights from the Leadership Summit. There were some exercises in the main session that kind of led us to this topic. And it is something that we're sometimes not consciously aware of, and that is perspective. We tend to think that we have the right interpretation all the time, but it's really our interpretation of situations and the way that we look at events and challenges isn't always objective, but it is colored by the meaning that we assign to those situations, events, or challenges, which is often shaped by our past experiences, beliefs, biases, and opinions and paradigms. What one person sees as maybe an insurmountable obstacle, another might view it as an exciting opportunity for growth. This kind of happens also when you delegate, right? As a leader, when you delegate that piece of that action, that task that may be routine and you can probably do it with your eyes closed, might be a growth opportunity for the next person or someone in your team. And this kind of underscores the importance of self-awareness and empathy in leadership, the ability to recognize and really appreciate the diverse perspectives, even when they differ from our own perspectives, our own opinions, our own views. As leaders, it's essential to kind of cultivate a mindset of curiosity and openness and constantly challenging our assumptions and seeking to understand the perspectives of others. Because by embracing the diverse viewpoints and fostering an inclusive environment where all voices are heard and valued, we can really unlock new insights, drive innovation, and build stronger and more resilient teams and organizations. So as I reflect on the insights gleaned from this leadership summit, I don't really want to forget about the power of perspective. And by acknowledging the subjectivity of our own interpretations and actively seeking out diverse viewpoints, we can then become more effective leaders and create positive change in the world around us. So I invite you to reflect on the power of perspective and look at your own leadership journey. Do you have clarity? Are you empathetic? And is growth one of your constants? Because if you're a leader, there are others looking up to you as a leader. And everyone deserves to be led well. Going back to the networking, it was so much fun to see everyone and take pictures. And with some people, I had not seen them in person yet. It was my first time meeting them in person. And that's always fun because you have an idea of when you meet someone virtually, you have an idea of what they, how tall they are and or not. And I'm always curious about that because, sometimes you don't see them at all because they have their cameras off. But when you do see them, you recognize them, and then your guess is right. They're about the height that you anticipated, but sometimes I'm totally off, and then of course I make a comment about that. Oh, I thought you were taller, or I thought you were didn't know that you were that tall. So anyway, I think it was fun. The venue was great. The food was good. And the staff was very attentive and kind. So it was overall a great event. So if you missed it, hopefully you can join us next time. So that was just, really my personal experience. I was in the breakout sessions, I was with the Edge program, and I got to meet them. We had a fun time, and it was great to get to meet everyone. So we had some exercises and some discussions, and so anyway, I can't wait to hear everything that they accomplish. So looking forward to hearing more about successes and what they've done, and I got to see people that were in the Edge program from previous years and connected with them. They're doing great, and so it's always fun to hear those stories because that's what it's all about, right? Developing as a leader and knowing that they are succeeding and they're accomplishing new things because these are the leaders of tomorrow. And when I retire, I want to know that my taxpayers' monies are being well spent. So anyway, I hope that you have a chance to reflect on your own leadership and that you are trying to become as aware as you can, especially when you're interpreting situations, that you have an open mind, that you recognize the value of networking and collaboration, and that you strive to be a transformational leader as opposed to a transactional leader. Okay, friends, that's all I have for today. I encourage you to continue to lead with purpose and passion. And until next time, be well, my friend.
Until next time, add value, grow, and transform.